You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, there he is.
I'm like,
where did that go? Is he on Comrex today? I know he doesn't like that. How did your bets do? You had some whack parlays going into this.
Yeah, I hit one of them.
Okay.
I ended up losing $16,000 in mythical money over the course of the bets. But, Reba McEntire screwed me.
Well, there's a little controversy.
Why? I took the under.
I also had the under.
What'd she end up?
She ended with a kind of a flourish at the end.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
So she home of the braved it like twice. Right. She took. So is it at the end of the first one? Or
you can't
home
of the brave twice.
She did.
But if you do, you can't. Like, I don't think I can cash that ticket because
I don't think so
the song was still going.
Yeah.
But had she not done that, I would have hit a big parlay.
Another parlay?
Yeah, I missed. That was the only thing on that I missed.
Oh, no.
The easiest
How many
one
other
you
legs?
Had. The easiest one you had.
It was one
the...
of four.
Oh,
and I
14?
Hit the other three.
Okay.
Then I hit a three-team parlay.
Yeah, you hit
parlay,
a three-leg, right?
And then I had a Hail Mary parlay where it was seven, and I hit five out of the seven.
The easiest one you had was the Taylor Swift, I think was 5.5.
Yeah, I ended up not putting that in.
Five
anything.
And a half what?
Over under they
oh
show
God,
her five
were,
and a half times.
Were,
of course
they
that
were
was
over
go.
By a couple.
Yeah, a couple
a
dozen.
Couple?
Yeah, that was easy.
So the one that I lost, I had a four-way parlay that would have paid me $22,000. Mm. I bet $2,000, 11-1 odds. Anthem under 90 seconds is the one that blew it up.
Mm.
No score in the first 7 minutes.
You got that.
I got that.
Mm.
Jersey number of first TD odd, Christian McCaffrey,
yeah,
23,
okay, yeah,
got
yeah,
that.
That's good.
First offensive play of the game, run. Got that. Reba screwed
Reba.
Me out of 22.
So here's
Mason made money.
Yeah, I made $23,000.
Oh, that's a big swing.
$30,000 on the. I bet the coin flip for the first time ever.
Did you hit it?
Tails.
Oh, you did.
Did
tails?
Fail.
I know. Not
I
in overtime.
Heads,
it didn't.
$10,000 on heads.
It hit in overtime. That's when. That's
did.
What mattered.
That. Well, yeah.
I like when Warner goes, tails again. Then the guy goes, all right, tails again.
Yep.
Just seems the contempt
so,
in his voice.
I did have a really good. So I was at a Super Bowl party, very fun Super Bowl party with maybe 25 people.
Big party.
And I was in charge of the squares.
Oh, okay.
So we had to sell 100 squares, $5 a square. And towards the end, like I bought 10. And then I realized, oh, we're going to have too many left over. So I bought five more. And at the end, we had five left over, so I bought five more. So I bought 20. I spent $100 on squares.
Okay.
Okay. First quarter, 0-0, some guy wins, $100. Second quarter, Lisa hits, my wife.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
$100. Third quarter, Lisa hits again.
Right.
Oh,
she's
my
got
gosh.
What more numbers? 0 and 3, right?
You're right.
Those are good
so
numbers.
So then there's a woman named Teresa that as soon as the Niners scored and all she needed was the extra point, and she was coasting to the fourth quarter win, which was $200.
Yep.
He misses the extra point. It goes overtime. Lisa wins again.
She had 5-2?
Gosh. She had $400 in square pool. So it was the most lucrative. First of all, I went. I drank a lot of their booze. I ate all their food.
And then you walked out with $400.
And Lisa's being kind of a jerk about it. She sent a thank you note to the people that hosted the party with her fanning her money. And I went, that's rubbing it in, and it's a party
that's
foul.
Funny.
Well, 100 of that was the money that you guys threw in to begin with.
Right.
So
$300.
$300 net.
That's
nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
do you file that as part of your taxes, or is that under the table?
I might have to now since you brought it up.
Now that you mention it.
No. I will not be filing that on my tax return.
Usher, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I give him thumbs medium.
Medium?
Yeah, medium.
I thought he was good. I'm not an Usher fan, but I thought he met the moment. I was shocked, and I sent this in an email to Mace today, at the disparity of reviews. Like, I found one review that said he was electrifying.
Mm-hmm.
I found another one that said he fizzled. I found another one that said beginning, Terrible.
That's what
second
you
half
nailed the end.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
well, when he brought on other people.
Yeah,
right?
I thought all things considered, he met the moment and was fine. What did you guys think?
I didn't get the rollerblade thing.
I love that. That was like the highlight.
I didn't dislike it.
I was nodding out.
When
until
did the
rollerblade
have its moment? Like in the mid-90s?
Well, he apparently he's had this residency in Vegas all summer long, and then before that in Paris. And rollerblading is apparently
part of his show.
So if you had rollerblading on your bingo card, you were a winner yesterday.
Mace, you can maybe back me up on this. So at one point I was interviewing at a baseball game. I was like the roving reporter at a baseball game, and I was interviewing Bruce Jenner before he transitioned.
Okay.
And I'm sitting in the stands interviewing Bruce Jenner, and at least two or three people came and said, pointed to him and said, "Can't stop the music." And Bruce Jenner said, I looked at him, I go, "What are they saying?" He goes, "I was in a movie called Can't Stop the Music. Most of it was on roller skates, and it's very popular in the gay community."
Okay.
Well, it starred the Village People.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
and,
good start.
He said, so if somebody walks up to me, like what you just saw, and says, "Can't Stop the Music," chances are they're gay, and they've seen that movie four or five times. So that was when...
What's it called?
Can't Stop the Music.
And I always wanted to make a, I always thought it would be the subject of a book or a movie.
Or
like,
a doc.
Can't Stop the Music. Because it was...
It had a cult following.
It was the heart of disco. And this movie comes out with, I think, Valerie Perrine and Bruce Jenner
and
Village People.
Yes,
and
Steve Guttenberg from Police Academy.
And Cocoon.
Yes, and Cocoon.
And weirdly directed by, and I don't know if anybody remember, a woman named Nancy Walker, who was a sitcom star back in her day, but to the best of my knowledge, had never directed before.
So, but Trev, I think that's the answer to your question. When was roller skating a thing? About the time they, what movie, what year was that?
1980.
Wait, you're missing Three's Company, which was a great roller skating show.
It was in the open.
Yeah, on the beach.
Yeah. On the boardwalk, like a cute girl ride skates. That's like 1982.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that's about the same time.
Roller skating, I think, has been very popular within the African American culture community. Like, that's a thing where they're really like, it's since I want to say the 60s, it is kind of was Cam Newton was doing some one of his podcasts, and it's
there's
like
a good documentary about it on HBO about this specific topic.
But so I thought Usher again met the moment and you know checked all the boxes, and I was surprised.
The beginning was bad.
I guess
I thought the beginning was shaky.
Yeah. Well, you lost a little dough, right? Because you bet on
as the first song.
He closed with right?
And now it makes perfect sense why you would close with
because you're bringing. That's what I thought he would do. Because you're bringing out Ludacris and you're bringing out Little John.
Yeah.
You can.
But
watch.
he also brought out Will I Am. He brought up her.
Alicia Keys was amazing, once you got past the first note.
I don't know what else you would want from Usher. What else would you guys want?
I'm not an Usher I'm Usher agnostic, indifferent. You know, I just...
Yeah, I was surprised you got the gig. I said last week, I said, I don't think he's a big enough star to get the Super Bowl gig, but I thought once they gave him the job, he kind of nailed it.
Yeah, and he brought in great guest stars. And by the way, if you watch in slow-mo him going through Will I Am's legs, you know how he skates through?
Yeah, sure.
He is on a shin and almost falls out of that. Ooh. He was very... If you watch the slow-mo, and I did, he's just barely survives that.
Okay, quick question on the actual game. We're talking about...
Oh, right, the game.
I know.
There was a game.
I got a lot of follow-ups on Can't Stop the Music, so get this out quick.
Good. Shanahan, did he know the overtime rules or he did
not? I think...
Not a chance.
No. I think he knew... I don't think he told his team.
That's worse.
Right.
That's worse.
In other words, if he meant to do that,
after the game,
it's a really bad call.
Kyle Juszczyk, somebody asked him.
Yeah,
and
he was reading
the clothes. Juszczyk was honest.
Armstead, too.
He said, I was under the impression that had we put that ball in the end zone, we won the game. I'd forgotten they had changed the rule.
Really?
But they said it.
Right before.
Right. Nance and Romo said it. And I went, oh, yeah. They changed it.
Both sides get a chance. Yep.
Yeah. Both sides
I find
get a chance.
It strange that with 2 weeks to prepare, you wouldn't at least mention that to your team.
John, that's exactly why I don't think he knew the rule. Exactly what you just said. It's what I've been saying all
day. You're saying Shanahan didn't know the rule?
I don't think he did. I don't think
he understood the rule. He just didn't understand the implications
of it. Now look at defending.
Wait a minute. You don't think he thought he was going to score and win, do you?
No. What he thought was, at least what they said, analytically, we get the ball 2 out of 3 times, which is why they did it. That's why he was explaining it the way he did.
I think he thought that it was the regular NFL overtime rules, which is if I score a touchdown, I win. If I score a field goal, then they go back and they get a touchdown, they win. That this was not going to be one of these situations that they get it back the entire time. Because here's the thing. You would never take the ball first in this situation unless you thought, if I can go down and get a touchdown, the game's over.
Right, right. Right?
It's the only reason to take the ball first. Otherwise, you take it second, and you get 4 downs to get every first down.
Right. Although, I agree with everything you're saying. I think you made a mistake. But is that why they lost? I'm not sure. Probably not.
No.
I don't think it's as big of a mistake as it's being made out to be.
I think it's a huge mistake for this simple reason. You gave the best player on the planet an advantage he didn't need.
Think
about what you just said and take the best player on the planet out and just put Chiefs in.
Yeah.
So if you go back and look at that game, the little things
all went
matter, and they all went the Chiefs'
yep,
way.
Yep, they did.
They were storming down the field to start the game, and McCaffrey fumbles
the ball.
Late in the game, the muffed punt was brutal.
The punt, that was
and
brutal.
Then, and, John, the punt
missing
was just,
the kick
the punt was
also
just
brutal.
Bad luck.
Yeah. Right. And, by the way,
think about how different that game
I've
is.
I've talked to
Moody
so many football coaches that say this, that say, we always coach players to fall on the ball.
Yes.
Don't try and pick it up, fall on the ball. And there was it might have been Ray McCloud.
It was.
Had a chance to fall on that,
and he tried to pick it up.
So you can't keep doing that.
I agree.
And Mason had the big one. That kick was super low.
It was. It wasn't a good kick.
It was just a bad kick.
It wasn't a good kick.
So you miss an extra point, you muff a punt, you fumble when you're on your way into the end zone.
All of that adds up.
Any of that goes the other way, they probably
I agree with you. But just to kind of put a button on this before we go back to Can't Stop the Music, because that's what I'm most interested in, is that you don't not – or let me. The reason I don't think he knew the rule is the first thing we talked. Here's the other part. All of the Chiefs players, we've been talking about it all week. We've been talking about it the entire playoffs. The playoff overtime rules are different. Andy Reid said, this is how we're going to attack overtime. Juszczyk didn't know. Armstead didn't know. They never came up in a 49er meeting that these rules were different, which means one of two things. Either he didn't know or it's coaching malpractice to not say, guys, here are the rules in overtime. They're different. We're going to approach this differently because of these reasons.
All right, let me come back at you a little bit on it. I think everything you said is fair, but I'm a player. Does it change in any way what I'm going to do when I get on the field?
No.
The only thing it changes is the guys that went out and made the call, right? I mean, ultimately...
Well, it was only one guy. It was Fred Warner.
Okay. Ultimately...
And he won the coin toss.
Right. The guy that wins the coin toss, he's the guy that has to know
he has to
defer.
Know, but what it does change is it changes your play calling if you're Kyle Shanahan. I have 3 downs because if I get stuck in the middle of the field and it's third and nine and we get 4 yards... I'm probably punting it away. If I'm the Chiefs in the same – I'm going again. I got 4 downs. It's just there's no reason to go second, even if you go punch it in.
No Mahomes reason. Converted a 4th-and-1.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a great play, too.
It was a great RPO, and he
but
just screwed
I,
it up
I
the
think
middle.
You need those little things to balance out, and they just – like you said, Slee, it just didn't. All the little things went the Chiefs
way. Well, and think of this, too. You got the Niners almost lost to the Packers, almost lost to the Lions – had a chance to beat Kansas City. Kansas City had to go through Miami, Buffalo, Baltimore, 2 of those games on the road, and beat the 49ers.
Right.
They're the champs.
What do you think the Rotten Tomatoes score for Can't Stop the Music is?
11%.
No. It's better.
32.
I'm going to say 29%.
Would you say
32.
29?
Yeah.
Would you say?
11.
He wins because it's Price is Right rules. It's 22, but you guys went over.
Oh, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
It was awful.
How much would you pay to watch this on Apple TV? Because it's on there.
I would not. Is it $3.99 if I want to watch it? Yeah, I'm not paying
$3.99 for Steve Guttenberg, Caitlyn Jenner, Valerie Perrine Mace?
Yeah, Valerie Perrine.
And all the Village People.
Yeah,
David Hodo, Felipe Rose, and Randy Jones. You're all set? You're ready to go?
Yeah.
Now I know what I'm doing for the rest of the day. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. I didn't realize how hard I was rooting against San Francisco until I woke up this morning and thought, Kansas City won. I just hate that. My heart goes out to... No, it doesn't.
Don't lie.
It does not go out to anybody.
I actually think it was a great game.
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Wouldn't you say... The Niners lost it more than the Chiefs won it.
I don't know.
No.
Think about it.
Mahomes had to come back twice.
Right. But if any of these things doesn't happen, I think the Niners win the game. McCaffrey doesn't fumble on the opening drive.
Well, Pacheco fumbled also.
Yeah, Pacheco also fumbled deep in territory.
Okay. If they cash in the Mahomes interception, which they didn't do.
Right.
If, you know, when San Francisco made a turnover on the muff punt. That's my third thing, the
Correct.
Muff punt.
Yeah.
Next play, Mahomes sticks it in the end zone.
Yes.
If they don't miss the extra point,
right,
which is kind of a formality in most NFL circles, Niners might win the game. They did three or four things that I thought cost from the game, and the Chiefs just don't make those mistakes,
well,
and they cashed it in.
And, you know, we're all going to talk about Mahomes, who's just surgical in the way he came back to win that game.
Team.
Yeah, I mean, I think we said it last week. None of us were betting against Mahomes except Brian Cohen.
Brian, by the way.
I was so close, dude.
Brian, you are a terrible gambler, Brian.
Ah, lost big.
How much mythical money did you actually lose?
40,000, I think.
almost half. You may be done by the end of February in mythical money.
Damn.
You got to slow your roll, man. Bergman, I think, was the biggest winner of the group.
What'd you get, Greg? How much did you win?
I got $50,000 because I put $50,000 on the Chiefs plus 2.5. I was not going to go against Mahomes. It's just stupid.
And I had a bunch of bets out there. I ended up plus 23K, especially the 30 that I had on Kansas City plus the 2.5. The one thing I'll say, John, about your gambling strategy, if you had bet each leg of your parlays
right
as individual bets, you would be way up for the
day. Yeah, I hit most of them. I hit 3 of 4 in the first parlay. I hit all 3 in the second parlay, and then I hit 5 of 7
right
in the
But you see what I'm
parlay.
Saying? Bet each leg.
Yeah, but that would have cost me more money. I only bet $5,000.
Total in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, and then you lost 25 to Momo.
Because I knew I had that hanging over me.
Right, right.
But San Francisco had their chances.
Yeah, they absolutely did.
There were 4 or 5 plays where they could have ended the game.
Hey, they had a double-digit lead. Come on.
Yeah.
That's nothing to Mahomes, but they had a double-digit lead in that game, and this is now... same as 4 years ago, or five years? Shanahan blew a 10-point lead the last time these two played in 2020. Blew a double-digit lead yesterday.
And remember, he was the offensive coordinator in Atlanta when they were up 28-3.
Yeah, where they forgot how to run the football.
See, now Kyle Shanahan has had double-digit leads in 4 Super Bowls and lost all 4
What's
of them.
What's the fourth
one?
Maybe it was 3.
Yeah, just 3.
Okay,
coordinator in Atlanta.
So 3 Super Bowls, yeah, and he's lost it. And Mahomes had 10, was down by 10 in all 3 Super Bowls and won.
Right, right. Yeah, honestly, did anybody in the world think that he wouldn't get that touchdown? I mean, I thought this is just like, isn't the term fait accompli? Wasn't it a fait accompli that Patrick Mahomes was going to win that game on the last drive?
I thought, well, going back to what Travis was talking about, it was a tactical error for Shanahan to let to take the ball first.
Correct.
If he had more options with the second ball first. But it would have given him more options had he let the Chiefs have it. Because even if Mahomes goes down and scores, now you have four downs all the way down the field to tie it up. And
needed him. He needed that Chiefs, scramble.
The Chiefs said, they had talked about it before the game, that had the Niners scored a touchdown, they were going for two. Kansas City was going to go down the field, score, and try and win it with a two-point conversion.
Really?
Yeah. They had already decided.
They were going to do it no matter what?
They were going for two if they had to. But when they kicked the field goal, they all thought, oh, we got it now. And they did. They went right down the field. And if you look at that last play, Mecole Hardman is wide open.
Yeah, wide open.
I mean, it
well,
just...
that was a brilliant play design.
Yeah, apparently they stacked everybody on the left side of the field. They RPO'd, and then he tossed it. It was just a toss,
because
really.
Mecole Hardman was in motion coming across. He hid behind the lineman, and when he was snapped, he turned back the other way. So the guy guarding him had no idea where he was. He was behind the lineman, so he was wide open that way. It was a beautiful play design.
It was.
And now you wonder if the Niners have missed their window.
Yeah,
I think
they have.
Well, they're favored to win it next year. They're the number one team. If you go to Vegas and you want to bet futures.
No, at least the one I saw was Kansas City still the favorite.
Last night, CBS put up, or maybe ESPN Bet put this up, that since we're doing everything through ESPN Bet, and the Niners were the favorite to win it all next year. I'm not so sure.
They're at a point where they've got a huge payroll.
Yeah, they're where the Rams were a few years ago.
Where the Rams are, where they've got to peel off some talent and still keep enough. So it's going to be threading a needle, I think. But you could look back at this someday and say, the San Francisco 49ers, with 4 in 5 years NFC championship games and 2 Super Bowls, that they may come up empty in this Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch era.
And Brian, did you put that sound in from Shanahan talking about why he took the ball? This argument doesn't make sense to me. Shanahan was asked, why'd you take the ball first under these new overtime rules? Here's what he said.
It's just something we talked about with, none of us have a ton of experience of it, but we went through all the analytics and talked with those guys, and we just thought it'd be better. We wanted the ball third. If both teams matched and scored, we wanted to be the ones who had the chance to go win, and we got that field goal, so we knew we had to hold them to at least a field goal, and if we did, then we felt it was in our hands after that.
Going third makes no sense.
You got to worry about first and second.
You want to go second.
Yeah.
Because then you know what you're up against.
Correct.
You don't want to go first, and if you luck into going third, fine, but you got to play the game. Like Phil Jackson always used to say, you got to play the game in front of you.
Do you believe him when he says, I wanted to get the ball third? Or is that, to me, that's just covering for a bad decision.
I believe he thought that, but I think it's flawed logic.
Do you believe he thought it? Because my first thought was, he's saying it now in retrospect.
Maybe. I think he knew the rule. I don't think his players did, though.
Well, no, his players came out and said they didn't.
But does it matter that the players didn't? The players got to play hard no matter what, right?
The players, I think
they're trying to score a touchdown regardless of when they get the ball, right?
Yeah, it's not player error, it's coach's error is what that is.
Yeah, it is. But I think that he knew it, but that he wanted the ball third because he thought that he was going to go down, get a touchdown. Kansas City would get a touchdown, and then he could go and win the game.
But Kansas City was think of it in terms of control. Okay. Kansas City, by going second, had full control.
Yes.
So if they come down and score, and then all of a sudden they go for two,
sure.
Kyle never had a third.
Right.
Wins or loses on the two-pointer.
I don't think Kyle Shanahan thought they would go for two, and that was what the Chiefs were smart about, that they were going to go for two. But he wanted the ball third so he can have the chance to win on his own. But if you're going to think
he overthought it.
Yeah. If you're going to think that way, you have to go for the touchdown instead of the field goal. On fourth down, you don't kick the field goal. You throw a touchdown. You go for the touchdown.
If you're going third.
No, if you're going first. When he got the
ball
first.
If you're going first, you're saying go for the touchdown immediately instead of kicking the field goal.
The field goal and going for it on fourth down are basically the same thing, because Mahomes is going to go for a touchdown.
Yeah. That was great. I mean, honestly, one of the best Super Bowls, I think.
Totally agree.
You come down to overtime, and it's the last play of the game that decides it. I mean, that is – it used to be that Super Bowls were always blowouts. And there was a long stretch where it was like, ah, they're going to blow the other. It's not that way anymore. The conferences are very balanced, and we generally get very close games.
The Super Bowl was great.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl last year that the Chiefs won was good.
Yep.
The Super Bowl this year that the Chiefs won was good.
Yeah. So we're on a good streak for Super Bowls for sure. Hey, it's BB Go Fifth Row Fridays this week. I want to remind you right off the bat. All week long, you got to listen from 1 to 4 and take notes. Figure out what it is going to be on the quiz on Friday at 3:30. You could be sitting fifth row at Lakers Nuggets on March the 2nd. BB Go, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. And let me just do a public service announcement right here. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. You're running out of time to get your wife, your girlfriend, your significant flowers for Valentine's Day. It's Wednesday. It's now.
I did it today.
Did you?
Smart. I ordered from Books today.
Smart. I can help everybody right now with 25% off from Books. That's short for bouquets. There's nothing worse than flowers that dry out and die the day after you get them. That's why I only use Books. Their flowers last longer. That's because their flowers come from the best flower farms, even one on the side of a volcano. Books is easy. You can buy roses in one click. Choose one of their unique modern designs you can't find anywhere else, like the 100 Red Roses. Be the hero. Go to Books.com. Use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Books.com. Promo code ESPN. TikTok. The Books.com is where you need to go. Use promo code ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Super Bowl Monday, day after the big game, and it was a thriller going right down to the very last play. By the way, Bergman, mythical money total. We talked about all of our bets. What are our mythical money totals now?
So now, Mason, you are at 238,000. You're
Thank
in the
you.
Lead.
Thank you.
John, you're down to 104, so you're still in the black. Good
okay.
for you. I'm at 145 with my $50,000
yeah.
bet. Thank
and how's Brian Cohen doing?
Oh, he's just down to 60,000.
60,000?
The only person in the red.
Damn you.
Yikes.
Yeah, yeah, even Momo's tough. In the black, and yeah. she hardly
yeah,
bets.
She's got 125, and actually, I think Laura's in the black, too. Yep, she's at 82,000.
Oh, so she's in the
lost.
Red.
She lost.
In the red.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, whenever we talk about Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. All right, so can I just... I have a friend...
Okay.
That lost over $9,000 betting the Super Bowl for real.
Okay. Do you know what he bet or how he bet?
I know he bet on the Niners.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
very much in the minority.
He is sweating today because he now tells me, yeah, I mean, I really, that money was meant for, or I was supposed to, or I could have, or I should have.
Right. Well,
or,
number one rule of gambling is only bet money you can afford to lose.
He could not afford to lose all $9,000. I can't even imagine having $9,000 riding a game. No matter what. What's the most you've ever had riding on a bet? Forget, like, chips at a poker table.
Yeah, not that much.
I got a sports book.
Yeah. I mean, I bet a lot of parlays, so I had, like, a chance to win stuff. But
right.
the reason I bet parlays is you bet a little to win a lot.
Correct, yeah.
Maybe $100.
Yeah, I've probably lost maybe $300.
I've been in poker hands where I thought I was going to win and I didn't. Like when I had, it's like confirms every fear you have. I didn't have the nuts, but I had the second best hand.
Right.
Like the board was showing straight.
Sure.
And I had a king high straight and I could tell by the way the other person was betting that they had an ace high straight.
Right.
But I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
And I think
once you're in, you're
yeah,
in.
Yeah. I think I probably dropped over 100 in that hand.
I played Super Bowl Sunday at Commerce Casino. And I actually walked out with approximately the same money I walked
That's
in
That's a win.
With. Yeah,
approximately.
Anytime.
Below or above?
Within 25% of where I started.
Below or above? Below. Yeah. The whole concept, though, of pot committed really doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, I knew as soon
you were gonna get beat.
I got into this that guy had an ace high straight.
Yep.
And I had a king high straight. I just couldn't live with myself if he turned it over and it was a queen high straight, and
right.
I would have won. So I was quote unquote pot committed, but I refused to trust my instincts, and I just I could tell by the way the hand was going because I was checking everything.
Did you wind up all in?
Almost. And I was checking everything, and he was betting heavy.
Yeah.
And I just called everything. He's got the friggin' ace.
Yeah.
But you can't do it once you're in that hole. No, once you're in, you don't want to do it.
You're like, I'm in too far.
I got reeled in.
So did you see? Now you were at a party. Bergman, how did you watch the game?
I was in my house by myself, my daughter in the other room, and it was fantastic.
Right, she doesn't care about the Super Bowl at all, right?
No, I kept trying to get her out. I'm like, she's playing Fortnite on her Switch in her room,
good.
And I was like, why don't you just come out and watch the end of the game? It's overtime. This is a really exciting
game.
You're
going to remember this someday.
Yeah, she didn't care.
Yeah. Brian, what about you?
Bounced around to two different parties, actually.
Oh, really?
A little party hopping, yeah.
Nice.
It was a fun day.
Which was the better of the two?
The second one had the TV outside, had the outside
nice.
Setup. Yeah.
Nice. So nice. Did you get to see, all the commercials and stuff?
Majority of them, yeah.
Sometimes if you're at a party, you don't really get to see the commercials.
Yeah, I thought collectively the commercials were just okay. There were a couple of... I like the Christopher Walken one.
The Christopher Walken is one that I really like,
too. The Tina Fey one was okay.
Yeah, there was something that really pissed me off about the commercials yesterday. There was a bunch of, 10 seconds, and then... Watch the trailer online. I couldn't stand that.
Yeah, the movies,
I talked about that online. That
was, the movies, there was see the trailer for Rise of the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I think it was.
That
all
one,
the
it was
new
Deadpool.
Deadpool. I think Wicked ran a couple of ads.
Yeah.
That's coming out at Thanksgiving.
There was one, Shogun was a show.
Shogun
on
is
FX.
An FX series coming out in March.
They told me
there was
to do
that kind of stuff. I actually thought the ads, some of them were actually pretty entertaining. I did like, by the way, the Christopher Walken one. I actually pulled part of that here. Is this it? Yeah.
It's the real deal. 100% electric.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
Thank you. Of course. Enjoy your coffee. Careful, it's hot.
Thanks.
Your dog's so cute.
Yeah.
Ooh, so adorable.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Right.
We both know
it's the man. Makes the clothes.
Come on.
You know, you look nice.
Okay, we're done.
Now, do you do a Walken impression?
No, but you know who does a drop-dead Walken
impression?
Jay Moore
was the first person
Moore.
I ever saw do a Walken impression. He is awesome.
And Moore, Walken actually said to Moore one day, there's a boy who does me. And he's
Christopher Walken.
And he's very good at it.
Yeah.
And that's Jay can do a drop-dead Walken.
He sounded more like James Garner.
I would argue, by the way, that now... We actually don't do impressions of Christopher Walken. We do impressions of Jay Moore doing Christopher Walken.
I would agree with that.
Agreed.
Once somebody solves the puzzle of doing a voice.
It's like we used to not do Madden.
Voice.
We do Caliendo doing Madden.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
What's funny about the Walken one, you have to start with something. Everybody starts the same way. You know. that's the way every single one
Christopher
starts.
Christopher Walken.
You know.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one. You know who
we did? We all three just did terrible Walken.
Terrible Walken. Yeah, if you got a good Walken, 877-710-ESPN.
No, maybe for 2 o'clock call of the day.
Yeah. Do you? By the way, do you remember what the ad was for? Because that's the test.
I didn't include. You know what? I do not.
Yeah. See, this is
no
the
idea.
Test.
Like
no
a car
idea
or something.
It is BMW.
Yeah.
I made notes. It was BMW. I also thought Jesus had a big day on the game, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of Jesus ads. I think there were three Jesus ads. There was one Scientology ad, and then there was one Mark Wahlberg did an ad for a prayer app. Did you see that one? Hallow. It's an app that helps you pray. It's sort of like a meditation app, only it's with prayer. So he did that.
I did Wheel of Questions today.
Yep.
And all of the questions on the wheel are about commercials during the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
So this will come up again next segment.
Okay, cool. No worries. Overall, a fantastic game, I thought. Went down to the wire. Patrick Mahomes, we said it last week, don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. And sure enough, surgically, he took down the Niners. He really is. And he's only 28 years old. All right. He's already got three Super Bowls.
3 and 4 years.
3 and 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, and he's 28. Mace, you were the one person, at least prior, you've kind of come off this position a little bit, but prior to this, you didn't want any Taylor Swift. Did you think the amount of Taylor Swift they showed was too much, too little, or just right?
Just right. Just right. I think, look, it's an unavoidable story.
Of course.
She is the biggest pop star in the world on the biggest, on the most highly rated broadcast of the year. There's no way she's not going to figure prominently. And I was okay.
I've said it before. If I was running CBS and the producer didn't show Taylor Swift, I would fire him.
The over-under was 5.5.
I think they went way over.
They went way over. I don't know the actual number, but she was on there a lot.
They were quick hits.
Yeah.
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 I thought great. And, you know, I'm really, they seem to love each other, and that's really nice. And, you know, she didn't get engaged.
How are you feeling about our bet that you say they're going to break up by June 1st?
Well, she's a tempestuous person.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a correct word?
What did you say?
Yeah, you normally nail those words.
Tempestuous.
Tempestuous?
Do you feel you have a chance to win that bet?
You know, she's had a lot of relationships go wrong.
Yeah. Right?
So I think it's not, I leaning on yours, I would rather be you than me. How about that?
Tempestuous, characterized by strong and turbulent or conflicting emotion.
Nailed it.
Very
again.
Stormy.
There you go.
There
very
it
stormy.
Is.
Very stormy. She can be stormy. She's got a long list of exes, but I thought, you know, the right amount. It was nice to see them together out in the field afterwards. That was cool. And, you know, it's, you get overtime in the Super Bowl, and I'm telling you, it's gold. I cannot imagine what the rating is for the overtime itself. Like, what is that? It's definitely over 100 million.
Probably.
But how far over 100? I haven't seen any ratings, but
well,
I think
sports TV ratings usually
it
has it on.
I'll wind up being the highest rated broadcast in television
probably
history.
Probably not, because television is more fractured now. Like, back in the early days, they'd do 50 ratings. Nobody
right.
does that anymore. But yeah, they probably did something in the 40s.
Yeah. List of most watched broadcasts. Still, it's going to be hard to beat the moon landing, 125 to 150 million. But Super Bowl LV2, which I think was last year, right?
No. Oh, yes.
LV2 was last year, had 115 million viewers.
Okay.
So it's got a chance. It's never going to beat the moon landing. But, you know, the narrative show, the regular show that's got the highest rating of all time. You know what
MASH.
It is? The MASH goodbye. Yeah, yeah, the farewell season of MASH. It's the 13th highest rated. It'll be 14th after the ratings come in for this. And the only other non-Super Bowl big ratings are the moon landing and Nixon's resignation speech.
Oh, I thought maybe something at the Olympics, like maybe Miracle on Ice would have been there, but not too much.
Huh? Yeah, and by the way, way behind, the police pursuit of O.J. Simpson is at 95 million, so that was lightly viewed compared to some of this stuff.
I was working a soccer game that night. I was doing play-by-play for the San Diego Sockers that
right.
year, and I realized, looking around the arena, half of the seats were empty. So we get to halftime, and I walk out into the concourse, and everybody's 10 deep looking up at the TV.
Yeah.
Like, people weren't even sitting in their seats. They were all you know, watching that deal.
It was insane.
So Bleacher put something out, Bleacher Report from JP Analyst, or I don't know what that is. Taylor Swift was shown for less than 1% of the entire Super Bowl broadcast, 54 seconds. She was on
Does
screen
Does it say
for
how many 50- times they showed her?
It does not say how many times.
That's what the bet in Vegas
seconds.
Was. How many times did they cut away to Taylor
Right,
Swift?
It was over under five
over
and a half.
Over under five and a half.
I think
it
Laura
was over.
Had the over.
Yeah,
and
it was over.
It won going away. I get it. There were not a lot of, what other celebrities? I heard they were there. They showed Beyonce and Jay-Z.
No, they showed LeBron.
LeBron.
They showed a bunch of, they did.
Paul McCartney was there. I don't remember seeing him, but I'm sure they did celebrity cutaways when I cut away to the can.
Beto got it for me. He sent it to me. It's times Taylor Swift was shown, 12.
12.
Yeah, there you go.
Beto, by the way, is
54
the,
seconds.
Beto was the one guy scoring at home because
yeah.
of his
no,
love.
This JP analyst guy on Reddit did it.
Okay, got it. All right, coming up next for you, it is the Wheel of Questions. Then we're going to do a little 2 o'clock call of the day in the meantime. Well, my buddy Jacob Imrani, if you were out driving around yesterday, if you're on your way to a Super Bowl party or something like that, and you're going to watch the big game, you get into an accident, don't try to handle it yourself. Here is your to-do list for today. First, call the rental car company. Next, wait to get a call from the insurance company. And then when you talk to them, make sure you don't say anything that is going to screw up your case. Third, then you call a doctor. You try to get an appointment with a specialist or whatever, and they can't see you for a week. And even all this stuff, come on. Let Jacob Imrani handle this for you. He will make it easy if you're injured in any kind of accident. He and his team will handle everything for you. They'll make sure you got a rental car. They'll talk to the insurance company on your behalf. And most importantly, they will set you up with a specialist so you can start the healing process and get your health back in order. You don't pay a penny out of pocket. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. 30-second commercials in the Super Bowl this year cost $7 million each.
Whew.
A company called Temu, T-E-M-U,
yeah,
aired 5 commercials during the game at a total cost of $35 million. So here's the question. Greg, if you had an advertising budget, you're in charge of a company, you're selling widgets, and you had $35 million, do you spend it all in the Super Bowl, or do you spread it out?
I would probably spend it all in the Super Bowl because that's where you're going to get the most eyes. You don't know if you're going to get all those eyes other places, and like you're doing right now, you're talking about Temu today. Whether or not it's in your brain, you were thinking about it, so yes.
All right, Brian, how about you?
Yeah, I agree here. I think I would. Biggest stage you could get for these advertisements, so I would just, yeah. Let it ride all with the Super Bowl.
Mace? Yeah. I am also, especially if I'm like Nike or honestly beer, you can live without the Super Bowl. If you're like, I'm trying to think, Temu, where else are you going to pay attention to it? Like,
okay.
Temu actually
all right. Now,
ran five, you five said ads. Five ads?
Five ads, 35 minutes.
The most annoying.
Brian, what does Temu do?
Well, I actually know Temu beforehand.
Okay, you knew it before. Greg, yeah, do you know?
I saw the ads all the time on Instagram, and now I know because you shop like a billion. It's like what Wish used to be.
It's an e-commerce site.
Yes. Right.
Did you know that, Mace?
No, not until yesterday.
I did not know. I don't know now.
Oh, really?
Now, I was at a party, so when the commercials came on, we all kind of went back to talking to each
sure.
other. But I have no idea what Temu does. Like you said it earlier in the show. The test of an ad is not how good the ad is. It's do you remember what it's for?
Right.
And I don't.
Yeah.
So I would spread it out.
Temu is annoying because they had this annoying little jingle.
Shop like a billionaire.
But it gets in your brain, doesn't it?
It does.
So this is that's a Temu jingle?
That's a Temu jingle.
Didn't hear it, don't Temu. Remember it, and they ran
ooh,
five
ooh,
ads.
Temu.
And
ooh,
I
ooh,
never
Temu.
Noticed.
Shop like a billionaire.
Yeah,
now, even went to the website because I'm like, I'm curious, what is Temu?
Like, I don't know what BBGO pays the Lakers to do their sponsorship deal, but it's not $35 million in 1 year. I mean, it's spread out.
Right, right.
I would rather do that. I'd rather have a jersey sponsorship like BBGO than run 5 ads in the Super Bowl, especially because I don't know what Temu does. It didn't work on me.
Right.
But I think if you have a you know, you can do it for any team now in almost any sport. If you have a jersey patch,
right,
eventually you're going to ask, what is that?
Sure, sure.
You know,
but if you asked, I mean, we've done the game where you say, okay, Brooklyn Nets, who's on there? I don't know. I've seen Brooklyn Nets play. I don't know.
You and I
BBGO is the only jersey patch that I can currently name. You could throw out any other team in the NBA. I would have no idea.
But I think at some point you would ask what that is.
You think?
Yeah.
Again, I'm one for 30, right?
Yeah, 30
I can name
teams.
One for 30. Bergman, do you pay attention to jersey patches?
I did that game and I forgot all of them, but I think Rocket has a, it's not the Rockets anymore. I think there was someone else.
Yeah,
but
Rocket has one, sure. Yeah.
The only one I could think of is the Wish, but isn't that the old Lakers?
The Wish
one?
Is the old Lakers.
Right. And now Bumble
used
was the
to
Clippers.
Be with the Clippers. Oh, they're not right, anymore. Yeah.
Does this not prove that the jersey patch is not an effective?
Maybe.
I mean, it is for Bibigo.
Maybe.
Because we love Bibigo, and they're all over the station on top of everything else. I don't know if it works unless you're all in, you know, to, like, Bibigo is a great partner of ours, and we highlight that jersey patch all the time. So I think that makes a difference. But
yeah, it does kind of depend what you do with the sponsor, because they have an overall sponsorship deal with the Lakers. It's not just the patch. You know, they do, Bergman,
they do a big game on the video
Bergman
board.
Bergman and I have done like 3 or 4 live events that were sponsored by Bibigo.
Yeah, right.
They sponsor the dance cam where 2 of the Laker girls are out there holding up the bags of Mandu dumplings and dancing on the court. So if you have an overall sponsorship deal like that and you spread it around, I think I would like that better than to blow it all in the Super Bowl.
So,
I will say this, one of the most memorable Super Bowl ads, I don't know if they did an ad this year. I think they did. But I remember one year in the Super Bowl, it was for E-Trade.
Right.
And they had a monkey banging cymbals together for 25
seconds.
Okay,
right.
And then a graphic comes up and says, we just blew $4 million on a monkey. Go to E-Trade so you'll have some money left. You know, so, and I remembered it because I thought it was
right.
Creative.
Well, see, remembering it. And if you want to shop like a billionaire, John, you know what you need.
Shop like a billionaire. Shop
Timu.
I've got Timu packages showing up every other week on my house.
No, do you really?
Yeah, I swear.
You're a big Timu?
Allison uses it. She's
so
big on it.
Why Timu instead of Amazon?
I think it's just cheaper.
Was Wish.
Wish
is
it is
Wish.
Like
and Sheen
looking at
is
the
like
website
that.
Exactly. It's just like Sheen.
Looking at the website, it does look like the old Wish site, and they were a previous
Wish,
jersey patch
right.
for the Lakers.
Wish's philosophy was: we'll give you anything you can buy at Amazon for half the price.
That's pretty much
if
the same.
You can wait. It won't get to your house.
Right,
like
it takes a while.
Tomorrow.
It's not like Amazon Prime. You don't get it right away.
Right.
Yeah, I thought the
so
best
cheaply made sometimes.
Yeah, actually, the jersey I was wearing on Mamba Day. Last Thursday, the Dodger one with the Mamba Kobe jersey off of Timu.
Off of Timu.
There you go.
Is it ripped now?
By the way.
No, but,
is this not like why Timu runs ads? We just did 10 minutes on Timu.
There you go.
To shop like a billionaire.
It's really the only time we talk about corporate sponsorship is doing Super Bowl ads.
Right, right.
You know, unless we have a deal like Bibigo with us.
What was your favorite ad? If I say what's your favorite
walking.
Ad?
But I didn't remember what it was
That's
for until you told me.
Yeah. Bergman, what's your favorite?
I like the Donut Kings one with.
Yeah,
the,
I think that one is really. I actually have a.
They
clip.
Sold out, by the way. They sold those outfits. They sold out.
The Dunk
the
top, Kings.
The Dunk Kings. Those
you saw that
gone.
One, right, John? The Dunk Kings.
I'm trying to. Is that the one with Vince Vaughn?
No, it's Ben Affleck.
Oh, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. Did you see the Google Pixel?
Here comes the Boston Massacre. The Dunk Kings. Touchdown, Tommy on them keys.
Player coach.
Got it.
I'm open.
And needs no introduction, my partner.
Sometimes it's really hard to be your friend.
She said you were gonna support me.
Dunkies!
Don't go away. My heart. Why you dunking me, girl? Why you dunking me?
Dunkies!
My heart.
How do you like them donuts? I'm so sorry.
You had to see it, but I forgive you. Lay us on the track.
Are we gonna be on the album?
We talked about this.
We talked about this.
Oh, that was J-Lo?
Yeah, that was J-Lo. Yeah.
It was pretty funny. Also, did you see the Google Pixel ad for those glasses?
I don't understand. Wait a minute.
It wasn't glasses.
I saw one where you take pictures and it'll make
it was
the frame.
Like it was like guided frames. So like if you can't.
Right.
Yeah, that looked cool.
But
why
do I need guided frames?
Well, you don't, but there are people that can't see. That
is
have
that what
our
it's
blurred.
Meant?
Yes.
It's meant for people who
That like,
have
see
vision problems.
Yeah, have vision problems that are like partially blind.
Okay.
They can
I
see
get that.
Clearly.
Right. Did you see that one, John?
I don't think so.
They will do. Yeah, there was a guy, he had vision problems, and when he looked through the camera, it was blurry, and then the camera said two faces in the frame, and he knew to take the picture.
Yeah.
That was smart. I still am not going to get a Google camera.
No, I just thought that was a cool
It was
commercial.
Cool. It's a neat feature.
So, Greg, the person that won our Super Squares, what does he get?
He gets a $250 Islands gift
really?
Card. Yes.
Boy, Islands has great prices.
They do.
$250 you can eat for a week.
Goes a long way. Goes a long way at Islands. A lot of cheddar fries for me. All right, let's do the 2 o'clock call of the day. Maybe, what's your favorite commercial from yesterday?
Well, you can talk about anything you want.
Yeah,
you can talk about the game, the commercials, whatever. Bergman, open the phones.
Yep.
Your favorite thing to do.
877-710-ESPN. We'll get a couple of calls in here for the 2 o'clock call of the day. What'd you think of the game? What'd you think of the commercials? What do you think of the Lakers getting Spencer Dinwiddie? That happened over the weekend. What do you think of UCLA hiring Deshaun Foster? We'll talk about that, too. All that stuff. 877-710-ESPN. You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands station. All right, so life's journey has got its highs and its lows, and the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey together. Let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.